A draft environmental impact statement outlines potential logging and tree thinning, road building and culvert replacement, stream restoration, weed removal, along with cabin and trail work on the 3.7 million acres of the Petersburg and Wrangell Ranger districts of the Tongass. Acting Forest Supervisor Troy Heithecker explained the scope of the project during a public meeting in Petersburg.
It's covering four primary project areas, and those are watershed restoration, recreation management, vegetation management, and access management.
The document looks at logging up to 150 million board feet of old-growth timber over the next 15 years. Another 80 million board feet of young growth could be cut over the same time. This project and one before it on Prince of Wales Island are being reviewed by the agency using a process called Conditions-Based NEPA. That stands for the National Environmental Policy Act, federal law requiring agencies to consider the impacts from uses of national forest land. Unlike past projects on the Tongass, the agency is listing all possible work, including a pool of possible timber harvest lands. It's not until after the agency has sought public comment and approved an environmental review that it decides the specifics on the work that will happen. That same approach, already used elsewhere in the nation, generated a lawsuit for the Prince of Wales project. Heithecker was asked whether this environmental impact statement would also wind up in court.
Depending on your interpretation of risky or controversial, pretty much any EIS, certainly involving timber harvest here on the Tongass, gets litigated. And so, at some level, we realize that we're probably going to end up there anyway. And so, changing the format to try and clear a longer time frame of NEPA, so that we're not just always in the planning phase, that we have some shelf stock, so to speak, in NEPA, and allows us to implement projects is kind of why we're going with this method. So
this method basically outlines the broadest footprint the agency envisions could happen under this environmental document, but stakeholders and residents say it makes it more difficult to submit public comments. Heather Evoy is Indigenous Engagement Lead for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, a regional environmental organization headquartered in Juneau.
People care about the places they use for subsistence and how the action will affect those places in nearby habitat. Displaying one giant map covering millions of acres, of which nearly 43,000 acres may be logged anywhere within the over 82,000 acres suitable for logging, conveys next to nothing about what might actually happen, or how the project will impact wildlife and people, or what the alternatives might be to minimize those impacts.
Evoy spoke during a required hearing on subsistence use of deer and other plants and animals from the forest. The agency's analysis says the proposed logging may contribute to future restriction on subsistence hunting for deer. As part of the project, the agency is proposing to lower scenery standards set in a 2016 management plan for the Tongass. That's to allow more clear-cut logging in parts of the project area and make the logging more cost-effective for companies. The revenue from timber sales could pay for the recreation and habitat work, and that approach has prompted concerns over past logging on Prince of Wales Island and Kuprinoff Island near Petersburg. That was also meant to fund this type of stewardship work. Heithecker repeated assurances from top Alaska region officials that problems with appraisal and oversight of timber sales have been fixed.
We're still in analysis here. We have no idea. We have an idea because there's only a few vessels for doing that sort of work, but we don't know if it's going to be stewardship contracting, straight timber sale contracts for that side, if we're going to do restoration through agreements with partners, or, you know, there's a lot of unknowns. What I would say as far as the press and media we've had on that, it's the same thing that the regional forester stated. We've had several, multiple audits now on this, and we have made adjustments and are ensuring that as we move forward that those are any of the issues that were brought up in those audits are accounted for and adjusted.
A 45-day comment period ends September 16th. A decision on the project could be out sometime next year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.